Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 13th parak of Maseches Menachos, and we're up to parak Yud Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Shor Zeh Olav. Someone says, this ox should be a korban olav. V'nistayiv, and then it gets a mum. So, imratza yavi b'dam of shnayim. If he wants, he could bring two oxen that he uses for the that he buys with the money that he gets by being poda, that ox. Shnei shvarim elu olav. He says, these two oxen are going to be korban olav v'nistayiv when they both develop a mumin. Imratza yavi b'dmei mechad. If he wants, he can use the money that he gets from both of them and bring only a single ox. That's obviously a more expensive one. Rebbe Osa, Rebbe says, no, you can't replace two animals with one animal. Ail ze olav, he says, I'm going to bring this ail as an olav and istayv and develop some mum. Imratzi avi b'dam of keves. If he wants, he can replace it with a keves. Keves ze olav v'nistayv imratzi avi b'dam of ail. And vice versa. If he said he was going to bring a keves and then it develops some mum, he can sell it and use the money to buy an ail. Rebbe Osa, Rebbe says, no, you cannot replace it with the wrong kind of animal. Ha'omer echad mikvasei hegdish. If a guy says, one of my sheep should be hegdish, ve'echad mishvarei hegdish, and one of my oxen, or one of my oxen should be hegdish, ha'ilo shnayim, and he had two, ha'godol shaben hegdish. You have to assume that it's the larger one that's hegdish. Shlosha, if he has three, ha'bein mishaben hegdish. We assume that he was aiming for the middle. So the middle-sized one is hegdish. Prashti v'yani de'amar prashti. If he says, I definitely specified one of them, I just don't know which one. Osha amar, amar li'amav. Or he said, my father told me before he died that one of these was Hegdish. I just don't know which one. Hagodol Shaben Hegdish. Then we assume that the largest among them is the one that is Hegdish. Moving on to Mishnah Yud. Harei Alai Olav. A person says, I'm committing to bring Korban Olav. Yakrivena B'Mikdash. He has to bring him in the base of Mikdash in Yerushalayim. V'mekriva B'Beis Chonyo Lo Yatza. But if he brought it in Beis Chonyo, he's not Yotzei. And he has to bring another one because carbon that was brought b'chutz is pasal, obviously. Shakrivena b'beis chonyo. If he says, I'm going to bring it in beis chonyo, yakrivena b'mikdash. He has to bring it in the beis chonyo. He's not allowed to bring it in beis chonyo. V'mikriva b'beis chonyo, yatza. And if he brought in beis chonyo, he fulfilled that which he committed to do. The Rabbi Shimon Omer, ein zo ola. Rabbi Shimon says, what are you talking about? It's not a carbon ola. You took a neder to bring it outside of the beis hamikdash. So that's not a valid neder. So it has no kedusha whatsoever. Meaning, you wanted it to be a karban, and you wanted to bring it in beis chonyo. That's not the beis hamikdash. So there's no neder at all. There's no yotzei neder, not yotzei neder. The whole neder is invalid. Hareini nazir. If a person says, I'm going to be a nazir, yigaleach b'mikdash. He has to do the giluach in the beis hamikdash. V'mgilach b'beis chonyo lo yotzei. And if he did the giluach in beis chonyo, he's not yotzei. Shagaleach b'beis chonyo. If he says, I'm going to do the giluach in beis chonyo, yigaleach b'mikdash. He still has to do the giluach in the beis hamikdash. V'mgilach b'beis chonyo yotzei. But if he did the giluach in beis chonyo, he's yotzei because he fulfilled his commitment. Rabbi Shimon Omer ain't a nazir. What are you talking about? He's not a nazir because the definition of nazirus is that everything has to be done in the beis hamikdash. Hakwanim sheshim shu beis chonyo lo yisham shu b'mikdash Yerushalayim. The kwanim that worked in beis chonyo are not allowed to work in the beis hamikdash Yerushalayim. Ben sorach lomar ledavar acher. And certainly kwanim wherever involved in avodah zara are not allowed to work in the beis hamikdash. Shnemar achli yalu kwanim abamos al mizbach hashem. So we see that the Kohanim who worked for Avodah Zarah are like Bali Mumin. They can get food to eat from the Kodjim, Avalum Akriven, but they cannot do any Hakrava. So what is Beis Chonyo? So just I should have given this background before. Chonyo was a son of Shimon Kohen Gadol, Shimon HaTzadik, and he set up a place in Mitzrayim that they brought karbanos. So it was Avodas Hashem, it wasn't Avodas Zarah. We're not allowed to bring karbanos there because it's shchut echot. You're not allowed to bring karbanos outside of the beis hamikdash. So that was the problem with beis chonyo. He violated the issur of shchut echot all the time. So that's the issue. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Tes, we had said that if a person commits this shor to an olah and it develops a mum, he could use the money to buy two oxen, and vice versa. If it was two and they develop mum, he could use it to buy one. But Rebbe says no, he can't, because you can't replace two with one. If he said he's going to bring this ayil as an olah and it develops a mum, if he wants, he could bring a keves or vice versa. Rebbe Yossi says, if a guy says one of my kevasim should be hegdish or one of my oxen should be hegdish, So if he has two, you have to bring the larger one. If he has three, you bring the middle one. If he says, I specified a particular one, or my father told me a particular one has Kedusha, then you got to bring the larger one. In Mishnah Yud, we said a person commits to a carbon olah, you got to bring it in the Mikdash, and if he brings it in Beis Chonyo, it's not Yotza. But if he commits initially to bring it in Beis Chonyo, you're supposed to bring it in the Mikdash, and if he brings it in Beis Chonyo, according to the Tanakhama, Yotze, according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't have any neder at all. You don't even have to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. And similarly, if a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, he does the Giluach in the Beis HaMikdash, and if he's Megaleach be Beis Chonyo, it does not work. But if his initial commitment was to be Megaleach be Beis Chonyo, so Tanakhama holds he should be Megaleach be Mikdash, and if he was Megaleach Beis Chonyo, he's Yotze. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, he has no Nazirus, because the whole commitment was invalid. Then we said, any Kohen that used to work in Beis Chonyo is now disqualified from working in Yerushalayim, and certainly any Kohen that ever worked for Avodah Zarah is disqualified from working in Yerushalayim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, the very last Mishnah in Maseches Menachos.